After Eden by Alison Leonard. Episode 4. Visions of Angels.
No star, Mrs. McKenna.
No star.
I'll be around tomorrow, all right?
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Elaine?
Sean!
You weren't in the house. I saw the light in the church hall.
Oh, I haven't seen you in weeks, Carrier.
And why is that?
Tell me.
Oh, who were all that lot I had to push through?
Oh, the Mother's Union.
You?
Well, I'm a mother.
And it's your job. Shut up, Sean.
Tell me. You're pregnant?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That hurt. I didn't think. You got a job?
Yippee, yippee, yippee!
Hey, I'll just lock up and then we'll go and celebrate. What is it?
Cleopatra of the National?
Cleopatra, not that haggard. I'm only 30, no.
What then?
Titania.
Queen of the fairies. Brilliant. Who's Oprah?
Bottom.
Wait, I'll tell you all about it.
No one's supposed to know who's professional and who's not. Of course we all do.
How well disturbed are they, the ones from the hospital?
Hardly at all. Mandy's had postnatal depression. Gavin grew up in care. He's had some sort of identity crisis. Then there's Adam. He's my Oberon.
He'd better be good, playing opposite you.
Oh, I'd never say he's good. He's inspired. Tom says he's got rough magic.
Tom?
Director. Plays bottom as well. Everyone's paid equity rates, so some of us have to double up. He's a total clown, is Tom. When I say to him, when he's wearing Yas's head, thou art as wise as thou art beautiful, he starts yodeling and doing cartwheels.
Oh, it all sounds just you.
When does he go on? Less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
That's why I've come round this time of night. It's the costumes.
Oh,
they've hardly started. Tonight, Tom says, crisis. Can anyone rope in anyone who can step on a sewing machine?
Sean, I'm costume designer, retired. I've suffered a sea change. I am a vicar.
I know. But haven't you been assertive and got Tuesdays for your day off? Isn't tomorrow Tuesday?
I was going to use the morning to do some gardening.
Oh, come on, you're tempted. Say yes. I've got to go. Ellis will be waiting in the van.
What, Ellis isn't outside?
He insists on picking me up from the theatre.
Oh, why didn't you ask him in?
He went to see a man about a goat.
Oh.
I said, come back in half an hour. It's only theatre, gossip.
Oh, imagine having someone that devoted.
Here comes my messenger. How now, mad spirit?
My mistress, the monster.
Peas, blossom, cobweb, moth. Mustard seed, an arrow, puck.
Yes.
I want her even more transparent than the rest, Elaine. There's heaps of ores. If you had it double or even treble thick.
Look, can I take it away? Tom's got a vision. Light through the mist, then the fairies appear
and come back with some ideas.
Sean can see through my eyes. You see?
Tiptoe, like
I want it translucent, like pearl. Yes, that's it. Pearl.
Tom.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, Adam, teach it to fly, can you?
You might be able to, Adam, but we're ordinary mortals.
Maybe, Puck, if you took off your Doc Martens, it'd help.
I see what you mean, Sean.
Oh, Adam adores him.
So do you all. Is that why Ellis is hovering?
Oh, he's forgotten what it's like. I've been unemployed so long. Me being totally immersed.
How are his goats?
He lost one yogurt outlet, but he thinks he's got another. Oh, can you persuade him I can get lifts home? Tom's got digs only a couple of miles
but
the far side of us.
Spirits of another sort. All right.
Hey, watch this.
I think it should be you that talks to Alice.
But we are spirits of another sort.
Sean, I must go and fiddle with this gauze. Come and help.
Tom's got this philosophy. Genius and madness are very close.
I don't know if treble sickness will go through the machine.
So it seemed the obvious thing to set up this project. Only we don't call it madness.
Can you hold this bit? Don't tug. Just see if it comes through. No. It'll have to be double. Tom's vision or not.
Oh, go and tell Tom.
Sean. Take care.
I know Adam's near the edge, but we all keep an eye. Try and support it, especially Tom.
Dear God. Is it that she doesn't see what's happening? Well, she's trying not to let me see.
Elaine!
Ellis! Oh, I don't think she's ready yet.
No, I'm usually early. What a heap of misty stuff. Will Sean be wearing this?
No, she's in purple silk. Tom wants her to be...
Yes?
A creature of the night, like all the fairies. Adam, you know, Oberon, I'm making him purple silk pyjamas.
Hmm. The cost?
Oh, they've got charity funding as well as theatre, with it being a community project. Oh, it's a wonderful venture.
Sometimes you sound like a vicar, Elaine.
Sometimes I am a vicar, Ellis.
And I've got a car. I can run her home. Well, tonight at any rate. She'll be a while yet.
She doesn't want me to hover. Makes me sound like a spare fairy. I'll go.
Oh, don't worry, Ellisbach. This is just what theatre's like.
It was never like this before. See you.
See you.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello, Adam.
I am invisible, and I have overheard your conference.
What? Are you Oberon now, or Adam?
I am King of the Fairies.
Drape yourself in that purple. See what it feels like.
Ellis is frightened.
Ellis?
Is frightened. I saw it. You saw it too.
I've got to go and see Tom about this gauze. Will you try the purple silk?
I must come and watch Tom too.
What angel wakes me from my starry bed?
The finch, the sparrow and the lark, the plain song cuckoo grey, and so on and so on and so on and so on.
I pray thee, gentle mortal, sing again.
How old do you think you are, as Oberon?
Age, size, shape, strength, none of them are relevant.
Thou art as wise as thou art beautiful.
And so on and so on.
And who do
Elaine?
Ellis, I thought you'd gone.
I felt like waiting. I'll take her home.
I think you should ask her.
Watch this.
And I do love thee. Devil, go with me.
You love him? But don't, John. He thinks he loves you, but he's dangerous.
Oh, Adam, this is the play.
John, I'm waiting.
Ellis, I told you.
Adam, what do you think of that silk?
I see lightning flash between Sean and Tom.
Tom, I've got to go. Can I take this stuff home and work on it there?
Yeah, fine. Adam.
Can I give you a lift somewhere, Adam?
Lift?
Sean?
I'm coming. Good night, Tom.
Thanks, Elaine. Good night, Sean.
Adam, whereabouts do you live?
Dear God, please make him say something. I can't initiate yet another topic. Thing is, everyone could see what Adam saw. Dear God, I can see the point of good behaviour. It stops you stating the obvious when it's too uncomfortable.
Frida. Do you know Frida?
I don't think so.
Frida believes in me.
Is she at Green Lawns?
Yes. Oberon is jealous. Oberon is quite justifiably jealous.
Yes, but he asked for it.
None of us know the consequences of what we're asking for. Until we're told. They told me they respected Tom's work, but he would be dangerous for Sean.
Who told you?
My angels. They come into my head and talk to me. Sean says you're a priest.
Yes.
Then you'll understand what I mean. Other people say I'm mad, but my angels tell me the truth.
Adam, you say Oberon is jealous. Are you jealous? Are you in love with Sean?
Oh, no. I'm in love with Titania.
I've always adored Midsummer Night's Dream. I played Snug in my girls' school production.
Oh, did you really?
That's going back a bit.
You could have played Titania.
No, I'm too solid and square.
Sleep well then, Adam.
I'll dream angelic dreams. Night, Frida. Night, Mrs.
Elaine.
You could be Queen of the Fairies, Frida. Or maybe you, Elaine.
Oh.
With Frida as the fair Hippolyta.
He's taken to you.
Oh, I've taken to him. To the whole project.
Frida, haven't we met somewhere before? I came to Pont Vale once to take Holy Communion.
Oh, do you live in my parish?
No, in the neighbouring one. I'm Frida Johns.
Mrs. Johns?
Do you have time for a cup of something hot and sweet? We've got a pretty well-stocked kitchen.
Your husband didn't tell me you worked in psychiatric community care.
Melvin doesn't talk about my work. I talk about it all the time. I'm proud of it. This is one of the few really caring places around.
Why did you come to my church?
Melvin's views being what they are, I thought I'd experience it for myself. The ministry of a woman priest.
I don't know if I dare ask.
What did you feel?
That you are a genuine priest, but...
Oh, dear. But?
I also feel that we shouldn't split the church, so Melvin and I stand side by side on that particular question. Mm. No, Elaine, the real divide between Melvin and myself is on healing. Mm-hmm. No doubt you're glad to hear there is a divide between us.
No, in my situation, I'm glad when people stick together.
I heard about your marriage. But even broken marriages can be healed. Spiritual healing is what I believe in most strongly of all.
And Melvin doesn't?
No. He even believes it can issue forth from the devil. Whereas to me, it's the highest form of love.
I can see you really care about Adam. Has he told you about his angels?
Oh, yes. His angels generally tell him the truth, you know.
But they could get him into serious trouble.
I know that. How do you think he's getting on at the theatre?
Oh, his acting's brilliant. But there was a bit of a fracas tonight.
Hmm. I know you're a busy woman, but can you keep something of an eye on him where possible? The theatre's bringing out his inspired side. If we can only keep him stable, if he has this creative outlet, it's my profound hope that he won't have to go back on massive doses of medication.
Well, it's outside my patch back in Wales. Pontvale get a bit annoyed when I rush back to my own country.
He does trust you. He used to put his trust in Sian, but...
I'll see what I can do.
Dear God... Angels. Can I preach on angels? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love. The Bible's chock full of angels. Can't Adam be allowed some of them? If Frieda wasn't there as his minder, Adam's angels would be swamped with Lagacto. Damascus Road, AD 50-something. Hello there, Saul. Paul, you're looking a bit wild around the eyes. Let me give you a quick injection to calm you down.
Oh, dear God, give me one sermon writing hour that isn't interrupted.
Sorry, am I interrupting your work?
Only a sermon. I was just about to put the kettle on.
No coffee, thanks. I'm keeping off stimulants till the production's over.
Ah, too much stimulation from other directions? Mm. It's good.
Thanks. It's Adam.
You know, Tom, I thought he might be.
I knew this project would be stressful, but I didn't.
I can see what he's like. Has he got worse in the last few days? If we can nurse him along, it's only another week. He'll shine in performance, I know he will.
It's not what he is in himself, Elaine. It's what he does to the rest of the cast. Puck and Oberon should melt together, telepathic, flowing. But Mandy shakes when she's on stage with him. Gavin... I made him Theseus because he's big and strong. Now he's trying to control Adam because he's terrified of him. And Adam resists any hint of control.
What about Sian, Tom?
Oh, she's lovely with him. But you know Sian, she'd stay friends with Adam even if he had to leave the cast.
Leave? You're not trying to push him out.
I've got to have reserve plans. I can't afford to be left in the... Sorry, keep forgetting I'm in a vicarage. What if he cracks up on me? I've got a professional Oberon lined up just in case.
Keep trying, Tom. It means so much to him.
What I came to ask you was, if the worst came to the worst, will you explain to Mrs. Johns at Green Lawns?
Couldn't you face her yourself?
She'd never take it from me. She'd say I put the needs of mere theatre before someone's soul. She might realise you see both sides of things. She's totally one-sided herself.
She believes in Adam.
I know, some people believe in God. Sorry, again. But there isn't any proof, is there?
It'd be miraculous for Adam if he could see this through. It's what the joint project is for, Tom.
I believe, if you like, in the ideals of the thing. But I've got the whole company to think of, not just Adam.
And Sian?
I can't think why she's been out of work for so long. Make sure she goes on to other things. I've got some more directing jobs coming up.
Round here?
All over the place.
Well, Sian, I'd be thrilled if... But... Hang on to Adam if you can, Tom.
I'll see.
Thank you.
Would you say there's a hidden agenda here, Elaine? Around emotional relationships?
Possibly. What has Adam said to you about Sian? What does he say his angels are saying?
That he can see into her soul. That she's slipping out of the light.
But is it just jealousy?
Oh, I'd say Adam really cares for Sian. Mm. And if you love someone, you do want to protect them, even from themselves. I mean, do you trust Tom?
I think he wants to protect Sian from Adam.
Oh, what a triangle. And what does Sian feel?
Well, I think she quite enjoyed the drama at first, you know, real-life drama, but now it's wearing her down. Well, yesterday Adam was lolloping along behind her, braying like Bottom does in his ass's head and singing, "My mistress with a monster is in love."
He has no social controls, but then prophets don't.
Do you think he's a prophet, Frida?
He has written to every member of the cabinet and of the shadow cabinet, telling them that they're corrupt.
Is that prophecy?
The door is open.
Hello, darling. It usually is open. Coffee?
Good morning, Mrs. Medford.
Good morning.
No, thank you. I'll be taking the sacrament to Miss Needham in a few minutes.
Agoraphobic.
Oh, I see. Frida and I are on to Christian names. Do call me Elaine.
Don't let me interrupt you.
Frida, what would happen to Adam if he were thrown out of the play?
He'd be destroyed.
People are not that badly destroyed, Frida. Given treatment, he will recover.
Treatment?
You refuse to read the biochemical research.
You refuse to believe his visions.
Do you have any truck with angels, Melvin?
Well, they don't seem to be prevalent nowadays.
Maybe that's because we don't believe in them.
Adam's angels can be written off as purely chemical phenomena, can't they, Melvin?
Anything else is self-delusion.
Oh, Melvin, what wouldn't you give for a vision of your very own, to have a revelation from God like St. John the Divine?
The crucial factor in visions is the danger. There's Adam. You say he sees angels. What if he took it into his head that he were an angel and could fly?
Sometimes he thinks he really is Oberon, king of the fairies.
There you are. The danger.
I have actually asked him about flying. He said, if I truly believed I could fly, then I could fly. If I truly believed I could walk on water, I could walk on water.
Blasphemy.
Someone else was accused of blasphemy, I think, Melvin. 2,000 years ago.
God, my life! Stonehenge have left me asleep. I have had a most rare vision. I have had a dream.
Ooh. Hello. Sian said I'd find you up here.
Sian. Tom.
Adam, it's me. I've got
your... Elaine, I've had a most rare vision.
Vision of...
Stolen hence and left me asleep.
Who has left you?
All of you will leave me. My visions tell me that Tom and Sian, that you all will leave me.
We won't. Look, I brought your purple silk pajamas. Seems stupid, but I thought you could try them on up here. Make sure they don't catch on anything and so on. Go on. Try them.
Try them.
Please, just over your things. To try.
Leave it. Leave me. Leave it with me.
Just... I'll hang them over here. They look good, I think. You look great in them. I'll be down there with the others. Call me when you're ready, and I'll come up again and see how you look.
Leave me. I shall sing it under death.
Bottom. Oh, most courageous day. Oh, most happy hour.
Get your apparel together, with strings to your beards, new ribbons to your...
Tom, I'm sorry.
Meet presently at the palace. Elaine, you have to...
About costumes and purple silk.
Just stay where you are, everybody. What is it?
Adam's up there, and I don't like the look of him.
In what way?
Just go up and persuade him to come down. Do the end of Act 5 with the fairies coming or something. Anything.
Oh, curses. Technical rehearsal tomorrow. Okay, if you say so. Change of plan. Puck, are you there? Mandy?
What?
Act 5, scene 2. Now the hungry lion roars. It was flabby yesterday. I want to do it now. Oberon? Adam?
He's up in the rigging.
Well, I'll fetch him. Puck?
Now the hungry lion roars, and the wolf behowls the moon, whilst the heavy ploughman snores, all with weary task foredone.
What's going on, Elaine? I know, Tom. He doesn't just change the rehearsal plan like that. Adam's not right. He scares me.
Oh, not you as well. When will people realise he's harmless as a fly?
Has he talked to you about flying?
They've all swung about on the ropes, all the fairies. He's done it with the rest of them.
Flying without ropes?
God, no, he hasn't.
Has he to you?
No, but he has to Frieda.
I'd feel better if he couldn't see you down here, Sean.
Let's go look at your still, Kevin. He might be too big down the
shoulder. Oh, no!
It looks like it's bones, not head.
Oh, thank God. Oh, poor Adam. Poor Tom.
Did he say he was going to jump?
I went up to him and I said, Adam, we're going straight to the end. It was flabby. We need to get it right. And he said, why should Titania cross her Oberon? You know, his line from Act Two. And then he...
Oh, Tom.
Oh, they seem ready to leave. I'll go with him in the ambulance.
Oh, will you? Bless you, Elaine. I couldn't. Tom, you're shaking.
Make him a drink.
You mustn't blame yourself.
But there was nothing I could have done. Poor Adam.
Can I pray? Would you mind? Powerful and sustaining God, bring your healing strength to Adam in his need. Could I see Adam Jones, please?
Mrs. Metcalf. Elaine.
Melvin. Have you seen him? How is he?
Frieda is still beside him. I should say she's beside herself.
With anxiety?
With fury. She'll doubtless talk to you about it. They have given the young man the medication he needs.
Beyond what he needs for his physical pain?
Exactly. Mm. If he had been given such medication before, this would not have happened.
You can't dismiss what Frieda does at Green Lawns.
I don't dismiss it entirely.
Melvin, I've never seen such dedicated, such channeling of the love of God in difficult circumstances.
I agree. I respect it highly.
Agree?
I simply mean that much of it is misinformed.
I'll go and see Adam and Frieda. Frieda.
Oh, what a relief to see a sympathetic face.
Is he asleep?
He sleeps virtually all the time. Melvin says, so he will no longer be a danger to himself. But Elaine... He has no self any longer to be a danger to.
I had a word with Melvin just now.
I can't bear it when he belittles what's most important to me in all the world.
But he does value it. He does respect it.
No need to tell me, but it's misled.
Something like that.
I am led, Elaine, not misled.
Has this shaken you at all?
Not at all. Though it has made me wonder whether I should have been properly trained.
Oh, you aren't trained for this work. Perhaps you believe that if God gives you the gift, you don't need training.
No. The problem is that it would mean being away from home for 2 years. Melvin couldn't manage without me.
And you're a vicar's wife first.
And you are a vicar.
Frieda, sorry, but I must go. I've got 10 parish phone calls to make before I go to the theatre. I wonder what's happening with Sean and Ellis and Tom.
Yes.
How are you feeling, Ellis?
She can act. I always knew she could act. But not like this.
Can you bear to come backstage?
Elaine!
You were wonderful.
Oh, darling, I was wonderful. Oh, it felt
good? Did it look good, Elaine?
Oh, in all our years, Sean, I've never seen you better. How was it with Oprah?
Oh, he's a pro, no problem. Oh, where's Tom? Oh, you must congratulate Tom.
I'm not sure you want to congratulate Tom.
She's forgotten all about that poor boy in hospital. Oh, I can't bear it. Let's go.
Look, here's the fire door. We can slip out.
She told me Adam saw visions of angels, did he?
I don't know about angels, but he certainly saw people without their masks.
How do you mean?
He saw them in the raw. I've just remembered, the first time I noticed it, he was talking about you.
Me?
In the wardrobe room that day. He said you were frightened.
He's right. I am frightened.
He saw it.
Then he saw true.
In episode 4 of After Eden, Elaine Metcalf was played by Christine Pritchard. Sean was played by Sue Jones-Davis, Melvin by Michael Povey, and Frida by Sharon Morgan. Tom was Oliver Senton, Adam was Simon Ludders, Ellis was David Wynne Roberts, and Puck was Nia Davis. After Eden was written by Alison Leonard and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.